Bhagavad Leela enjoyed through joking conjugal conversations with his wife, his personal expansion. Thus, Krishna played like a with a wrestling match. And this is text 13. When a damsel of everyone's life, whether they're married or single, man or woman, wife or husband, Krishna should be the center, his happiness, his pleasure, and everything should be dedicated to the center, who is none other than Sri Krishna. Bhagavad Leela, 10th Canto, Chapter 61. Lord Balaram, Krishna away from them. Some gopis were so pained in heart that their faces turned pale. Killing of Rukmi during a dice game at the marriage of Aniruddha. Sri Krishna had 16,108 wives, and from each wife, these are symptoms of mental anguish. Their faces became pale due to sores and qualities. Pitu Sarvatma Sampada. Each of the queens of Dwarka saw that Lord Achyuta never left her palace, so she thought herself the Lord's favorite. These women did not understand the full truth about Krishna. Krishna would leave their sensory activities and started meditating on Krishna. They lost all awareness of the external world. The queens did not know the full truth about how Krishna creates the good fortune of all his beloved devotees. Sri Krishna's wives were fully enchanted by Krishna's lovely lotus-like face. Hearing Krishna's words, which were decorated with wonderful phrases and expressed with affectionate smiles, ladies could not conquer the mind of the all-powerful Lord. Krishna's wives, who were controlled just by Krishna's spectacular beauty, had two types of conjugation from Mukunda. So now, as they remembered Krishna's graceful gait, his pastimes, conjugal affection called Kamamaya, full of lust. Verses 3 and 4 describe how the queens could not bring Krishna under their control with their Kamamaya. The damsels of Braj were beside themselves with anxiety at the thought of the great separate arms, elongated eyes, loving smile, and his charming conversations. But not even one of the queens with all her seductive beauty, their faces covered with tears and their minds fully absorbed in Achyuta. Tossed by the waves of prema, brows of these 16,000 queens enchantingly expressed those ladies' secret intentions through coyly smiling, sidelong glances. Gaining external consciousness through the strength of the sanchari bhava of anxiety. Verse 4, Smayavaloka Lavadarshita Bhavahari describes the lusty allurements of the Nanda Maharaj's palace. The gopis feared even a moment's separation from Krishna. What arrows were they? They were arrows of sweet smiles showing their conjugal intentions through sidelong glances. And lust. Meeting in different groups, they began to converse. The verses of chapter 13, Kama Sutra. Thus these women of Dwarka obtained as their husband the master of the goddess of fortune, although even great demigods like Brahma, Gita, or Viraha Gita, they're expressing their love and separation. Text 19, changed smiling glances with Krishna, eagerly anticipated associating with him in ever-fresh intimacy, and enjoyed in many other ways. Verse 5 describes the intense conjugal attraction the queens felt for Krishna. By showing their smiling glances, Vyanakshyapartakam vikriditam terpakacheshtitam, were filled with great hankering because they could not be completely satisfied. Thus it should be understood that Krishna is controlled by the prema mind.
You have no mercy. You bring embodied creatures together in friendship and love.
And api tachchito nidram chana labe nishi. I cannot sleep at night because of thinking of Rukmini. Being enchanted by the
yours is like a child's game, Vishwanath. O Creator, your act of injustice is astonishing.
Person. Although Krishna's queens each had hundreds of maidservants, they chose to personally serve Krishna by approaching him humbly.
Creator. How have you concluded this? How? You bring people together.
Fanning him, anointing Krishna with fragrant sandalwood paste, adorning Krishna with flower garlands, dressing Krishna's hair, arranging Krishna's bed,
without fulfilling their desires for enjoyment. Neither is there any purpose served by this act
of love, having Krishna as the object of their prema. They offered Krishna the best of items, such as handfuls of flowers and handfuls of jewels.
Ya Sita Kuntalavritam Mukundavaktram Sukapolam Unnasam.
For you, the names of those eight queens headed by Pradyumna. The first son of Queen Rukmini was Pradyumna, and she also had sons named Charudeshan.
Asadu Tekritam, Gopi said, having shown us
less than his father. Pradyumna had a greatly powerful son named Aniruddha by his wife Rukmavati, the daughter of Rukmi. Had her Swayamvara
nose and gentle smiles, which eradicate all misery. You are now making that face invisible.
Enmity toward Lord Krishna, the father of Pradyumna. Nevertheless, he sanctioned the marriage of his sisters so that he could please his elder sister, Rukmini. Besides 10 sons, each queen had 1 daughter. The daughter of Rukmini was named Charumati. She married Bali, the son of Kritavarma. Despite Rukmi's enmity toward Lord Krishna, he offered his granddaughter, Rochana, to Aniruddha, his daughter's son, just to please his sister Rukmini. Krishna and Balaram, along with Rukmini, Pradyumna, Samba, and others, went to join the celebrations at Bojakata. After the wedding was peacefully performed,
removes all suffering, and then you make it disappear. That is very bad.
Playing. But still he is addicted to the game. Being so encouraged, Rukmi challenged Balaram to gamble at dice in hopes of gaining revenge against Krishna's family.
Tam harase patagya vat yenaika deshe kila sargashoshtava.
The king of Kalinga took the opportunity to joke about Krishna and Balaram, and he laughed loudly while showing his teeth.
Ha 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 ha. Though you come here with the name Akrura, you are actually very cruel.
In gambling at dice, Balaram bet 100,000 gold coins. However, this time Balaram won. But Rukmi tried to cheat by
which we have seen. Even in one feature of Madhudvisha's form, the perfection of your
Balaram wagered 100 million gold coins. And again Balaram won. But again Rukmi resorted to cheating by declaring, I have won. Ask my friend.
Not I.
The gopis reply, "Yes, though you are cruel."
However, being urged on by his wicked friends, Rukmi ignored the divine voice. Being goaded by his destiny as well, Rukmi ridiculed Balaram by his
work of taking away something that you had given. "You are taking away the same
That was it. When Balaram heard this and everyone laughing at him, he became furious. And even in the midst of the wedding assembly, he grabbed his club and struck Rukmi on the head.
Takes away a gift he has previously given. Creator. "But I have come to take Krishna."
He took 10 steps, and then Balaram seized him and knocked out all his teeth with his club. The other kings who criticized Balaram also tried to run away, and Balaram smashed their heads, arms, and legs with his club.
"Is that by your taking away Krishna, we will become blind, and thus you are taking away..."
Lord Krishna simply remained silent, without a word of praise or objection, for he did not want to jeopardize his relationship with either Balaram or Rukmini.
"Of all beauty in the face and eyes of Madhusudan, therefore we..."
Bhagavad Lila, chapter 62, the meeting of Usha and Aniruddha. This chapter discusses the affair between Usha and Aniruddha, who was brought to
Mikshate na swakritatura bhuta vihaya gehan swajanan sutan patim.
He was very respectful, generous, intelligent, truthful, and firm. He lived in a beautiful city of Shonitapur. Because of the favor of Shiva, demigods waited on him like menial servants. Shiva was
done, who breaks loving friendships in a second, will not even look directly at us.
Offer him a benediction of his choice. And Bhana chose to have Shiva to be the guardian of his city, the protector of his city. One day Banasura met Mahadev and said,
"I beg husbands just to serve him. But he is always looking for new lovers.
To dissipate my sorrow. Except for you, there is no one suitable for me to fight with. If you mercifully fight with me, then I will be freed of my sorrow from my unfulfilled urge to fight. Defeating you..."
"The whole object of our love and the cause of our life. But he's being indifferent to us. Why..."
"I went with the intention of conquering all the directions, except the northeast where you reside. Seeing me pounding the mountains into powder in order to relieve the..."
It cannot be real friendship. "Though Krishna has brought us to the point of death..."
"It cannot remain peaceful." Shiva became angry hearing these words, and he thought to kill Banasura on the spot. But then he reflected, "Actually, it would be..."
"Yes. Even though we will continuously cry and then eventually die,
then my master, who relieves the world of its burden, will indeed take away Banasura's burden." Angrily replying, Shiva said, "Bana,
giving us up and going away to find new lovers because we have become useless."
Shiva goes on, "O fool, your pride will be destroyed in battle. At that time, that fool fallaciously thought, 'Of course, it is impossible that my...'"
"And the next life, we will suffer for having broken the laws of Dharma."
Thinking like this, Banasura became delighted. He was simply waiting. "When will my flag and my chariot be broken?" Meanwhile, in a dream, Bana's daughter, Usha, a virgin, had an amorous encounter with the son of Pradyumna, Aniruddha, though she had never seen or met or heard of her lover. The cause of Usha's enjoyment was...
"Rajaspate pasyantyampangot kalita smita savam."
Shambhu, Usha intensely desired to experience the same feelings. Goddess Parvati, who knows everyone's heart, told the sensitive young girl
of Mathura, all their hopes will now be fulfilled. For at
once Parvati addressed her once more. O princess, the man who approaches you in your dream on the 12th lunar day of the bright fortnight of the month of Vaishak will become your husband. Losing sight of him in her dream, Usha suddenly sat up on her bed in the midst of her maidservants, crying out, "Where are you, my lover?"
Vishwanath, the gopi said, "Ah, this is so astonishing. While we have become unfortunate, the ladies of Mathura will become supremely fortunate. This night will have an auspicious..."
"In my dream, I saw a certain man who had a dark blue complexion, lotus eyes, yellow garments, and mighty arms."
"The blessings given to those ladies of Mathura by the brahmanas and their long stand
on me, hankering fervently for him in the ocean of distress." Chitralekha said, "I will remove your distress. If this man is to be found anywhere in the three worlds, I will..."
"The Mathura Ramanis will relish the intoxicating nectar of Krishna's smile emanating from the..."
"Panagas, daityas, vidyadharas, yakshas, and humans." And she drew pictures of Balaram and Krishna. When Usha saw the picture of Pradyumna, she became bashful.
"The women of Mathura will abandon their propriety, shyness, and fear to accept those hints of Krishna."
Chitralekha had asked, and showing each picture, "Who among these men is yours?" When she saw the picture of her father-in-law, Pradyumna, she became embarrassed, thinking that this...
"Ladies will directly and fully drink the nectar of Shyam's face."
Some extreme surprise and joy in her heart. It is understood at that time that Usha wrote the words Aniruddha, the son of Pradyumna, above the picture that...
"Katam punarna pratiyasyate bhala ramya salajja smita
highways vihayasa." Chitralekha traveled to Dwarka, and she found Aniruddha sleeping on his bed, and she took him to Usha's palace in Shonitapur. Krishna's palace of Dwarka is well fortified, so Narada Muni instructed her in a mystic art.
"Sweet words of the women of Mathura, and been enchanted by their alluring, shy smiles."
Face lit up with joy. She took the son of Pradyumna to her private quarters, which men were forbidden even to see, and there enjoyed with him. Usha worshipped Aniruddha with...
Gopi said, "Perhaps Krishna will stay in Mathura for a few days, and then being attracted by..."
Aniruddha remained concealed in the young lady's quarters. He did not know the passing of days, for his senses were captivated by Usha, whose affection for him ever increased.
"You don't know the truth. Listen, though Krishna is obliged to his parents..."
...vow... was being enjoyed by the Yadu hero and showing signs of conjugal happiness. The guards went to Banasura and told him, "O king, we..."
"By their shy enchantments, how will he return to us? Why do you give useless hope to..."
"...which were impossible to disguise, the chief of which was Usha's great joyfulness. The female guards reported to their boss, Banasura."
"That may be, but you should have faith that Krishna will return out of a sense of duty when he intelligently..."
"His young daughter was no longer innocent." And they pleaded to Banasura, "O master, we have been carefully watching over Usha, never leaving our post."
"By their shy smiles and amorous suggestions that he will forget all of that.
Adya Banasura rushed at once to the maiden's quarters. There he saw the pride of the Yadus, Aniruddha. Banasura was surprised. He saw before him Cupid's own son.
Satpatam Mahotsava Sri Ramanam Gunaspadam Drakshanti Ye Chadwani Devaki.
Aniruddha sat opposite his auspicious lover, Usha, playing dice, and hanging on his neck was a garland of jasmine flowers smeared with kunkum powder from her breast.
In Mathura, they will enjoy a great festival for their eyes, as those who see him travel.
Seeing Banasura enter the bedroom with many armed guards, Aniruddha raised his iron club and stood resolute, ready to strike any of all transcendental qualities.
Vishnu. Today the people of
Mauravam. The guards converged on Aniruddha from all sides trying to capture him, and Aniruddha struck them down just as a leader of a pack of boars strikes back at dogs. Hit by his blows, the guards fled the palace running for their lives with shattered heads, thighs, and arms.
Ya karanasya nama bud akrurit yetat ativa darunha.
Yasa's capture, she was overwhelmed with grief and depression, and her eyes filled with tears, and she cried, how is it that Banasura could capture Krishna's grandson?
Priyam neshyati paramadvana. That person who is doing this merciless deed should not be called akrura. He is so extremely cruel that without even trying to console the sorrowful Brijbasis, he is taking away Krishna, who is more dear than life itself.
Vishnath. In this verse 26, the gopis are cursing Akrura, saying,
he has not consoled even one of the Brijbasis, who are so
Akshohini's divisions, and went to surround Shonitapur. Banasura, seeing his city being attacked, and the walls and gardens on the outskirts of his city.
This Akrura, he will accrue the sin of murdering the Brijbasis. He is taking Krishna.
Bull carrier became the army's commander-in-chief, and he was assisted by his sons, Ganapati and Kartikeya, and many ghostly followers.
Fir esha samashtito ratam tamanvamicha torayanti dhuramhada.
Kartikeya and Balaram fought Kumbanda. Samba contended with Bana's son, and Satiki fought with Banasura. News of the battle spread all over the universe, so all the demigods headed by Brahma came to watch the fight. International Heavyweight Championship. With a Sharanga.
And now the foolish cowards are hurrying after him in their Baal Gudis. Even the elders are not.
In response, Lord Shiva released many celestial weapons. But Lord Krishna easily counteracted them all. At last, Lord Shiva released his personal weapon.
Vishnu. O gopis, just see how Akrura has come to Braj.
Release his yawning weapon. As a result, Lord Shiva began to yawn, while giving up all desire to continue fighting. Leaving aside Lord Shiva, Lord Krishna proceeded to.
The hard-hearted Krishna simply sits on the chariot. Sridham and other coward boys are following behind Krishna.
And from the battlefield on his peacock carrier, blood pouring profusely from his wounds. Balaram killed Kumbanda with his club.
He does not return to Braj. They, like us, will also die in separation. Even the elder.
He charged across the battlefield on his chariot and directly attacked Krishna. In the frenzy of the battle,
Bana finally got the chance to utilize his 1,000 arms. If fate was acting favorably, he would have produced some obstacles to stop Krishna's time. Lord Hari broke all of Bana's bows, while at the same time striking down his driver, smashing his chariot and killing his horses.
Nivarayama sumapetya madhavam kimno karishyan kula.
Worship like a mother. When Kotara Devi saw that Banasura's life was in danger, she came before Krishna naked with scattered hair.
Idvam sita dina chetasam. Let us go directly to Madhav and stop him.
At this time, Shiva woke up from his yawning and reappeared on the scene. And as a last resort, he utilized his ultimate weapon, the Shiva Dwara.
From Mukunda, our hearts are already wretched, for we cannot bear to give up his association.
12 times hotter than normal. This weapon that he released, the Shiva Dwara, was personified.
Had three everything thoroughly with one another, the gopis became emboldened and openly revealed the ecstasy swirling in their
like Yamaraj at the time of devastation. In response, Krishna released his own weapon called Vishnu Dwara, which produces excessive cold. As the two weapons clashed, the temperature of Shiva Dwara gradually reduced, causing it to cry out in pain, appealing to his master. But in the presence of the Narayan,
don't bring upon yourself this sinful reaction for murdering so many women.
Sarvatmanam kevalam gapti matram vishvapatistana samrodahitum yattad brahma brahma lingam prashantam.
Families, the people will ridicule us, and the village elders will discover our secret love for Krishna.
Super soul of all beings, you possess pure and complete consciousness and are the cause of the cosmic creation, maintenance, and dissolution. Perfectly peaceful, you are the absolute.
What can they do to us? Replied another gopi. Yes, our lives are already wretched now that Krishna is
supreme by saying, Shiva is a controller, but you are the supreme controller, Parish. You are the super soul of every living entity, including Lord Shiva.
You are like Vandevis. And then we can fulfill our true desire to stay in the forest with Krishna.
Maintainer and destroyer of the universe, whereas my master Shiva is only the destroyer. You are indicated by the Vedas and you are called Brahmalingam, whereas Shiva is represented merely.
We can still live happily knowing that Krishna is residing in our village. And
Ugra Brahman. You're a Prashant Brahman. Kalo devam karma jiva subhavo dravyam kshetram prana.
To bring us Krishna's prasadi pan, garland and garlands, and in this way we can remain.
Shivadwara said, O Krishna, time, fate, karma, the jiva, and its propensities, the subtle material elements, the material body, like
Yasyanuraga Lalitasmita Vaga Mantra Lilava Loka Parirambana Rasa
constitutes your material illusory energy, Maya, an endless cycle like that of seed and plant. I take shelter of you, the negation of this Maya. Action
Natitarema Tamodharantam. When Sham brought us to the Rasaman,
the conditioned soul accepts the material body in order to enjoy the material world. The body is the seed of his future material existence. Because when a person acts with the body,
full glances and embraces, we passed many nights as if they were a single moment.
Oh, therefore, I take shelter of you, the limit of negation. Your body and senses are different, non-different, mere pure spiritual existence, and are not Maya. Nanabhaver nilayavopapaner devan sadun loka setun vibarshi hamsyun margan himsayavatamanan janmaitate barharaye bhume. Shivadvara continues, my Lord, Krishna may object, but if I am like this, then why is there seen in me the material qualities of attachment and hatred revealed by
him? In the bliss of Krishna's company, 1,000 nights passed in a moment.
Go to my devotees. You accept such intentions out of affection for your devotees. In your pastimes, you protect the demigods like Indra, devotees and saintly persons.
Yatam nameshena chakshusha pravishayatam shunyayatam jagatsarvam govinda virahe.
The quality of affection for your devotees are not products of Maya. Thus I have understood that you have appeared to relieve the burden of the earth, who is your exalted devotee.
In the future, yo nakshaye vrajamanantasaka parito
yobanena dwarena tavattapo dehinam te tingrimulam no sevaram yavad ashanu bhadha
kshanena chittam shinot yumamrite nukatam bhavema. How can we exist
remain bound to material ambitions and thus averse to serving your lotus feet? I cannot praise you any longer because the weapon sent by you is tormenting me with both cold and
coward boys. At that time, Uttaragoshta Lila, Shyam's hair and garland were powdered
to your feet, deserved to suffer. But now I have become your devotee. Krishna replied, O three-headed one, I am pleased with you.
Minds with his smiling, sidelong glances, Vishwanath.
Gopi came riding forth to attack Krishna. Krishna cut off all his arms, and Shiva, being compassionate for his devotee Banasura, approached Krishna and spoke.
That friend, at the end of the day, Krishna, that friend of Balaram, would vibrate his flute upon returning to the village of
many beautiful prayers. Lord Krishna. And Shiva said to Krishna in his prayers, one who has obtained the human form of life,
how will we live without Krishna? If we do not receive that glance this evening, how will we maintain our life?
Praise for bhakti from the Lord. O Krishna, birth after birth, I worship you alone to attain the highest liberation of Apavarga, a pure love of Godhead, characterized by unalloyed devotional service unto you. Then he begs that Krishna will forgive his devotee Banasura and give him a promotion like he gave to Prahlad. And Krishna replied, Shiva will do whatever you like. I will not kill this Banasura. As I promised Prahlad, I would not kill any of his descendants. And Prahlad's son was
Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. Govinda Damo.
Because he was a burden on the earth. The demon still has four arms, and he'll be immune to old age and death, and he will serve as one of your principal.
Madhaveti Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. Shukadeva Goswami said, after speaking the Viraha Gita,
these words, the Brajaramanis, who are so attached to Krishna, Samba, Pradyumna, Bhanu, Gada, and others, went to a forest near Dwarka to have a picnic. After playing a long time, they became thirsty. While searching for water, the princess came upon a dried up well, and inside this saw a huge, wonderful looking lizard. Feeling sorry for the lizard, which was trapped inside the well, the boys tried to lift it out. In spite of repeated attempts, they were unsuccessful, so they reported everything to Krishna. Krishna immediately went,
but due to the pain of separation, the Brajaramanis could neither move a step nor utter clear words.
Although Krishna knew everything about the past, present, and future of this lizard, now king, he inquired from the lizard, who are you?
Such as our mind and eyes. They are going away in your association, so please be merciful. And
that demigod bowed to Lord Krishna and said, I am a king, Nriga, son of Ikshvaku. I am glorified as being very
chaste. Neglect them. If our bodies are not suitable for meeting with you,
stars in heaven, I honor the brahmanas, give charity to them. However, once I give a cow to an elevated brahman, later on,
O Govinda, O Damodar, if you desire, you may incur the sin of
who owned the cow. And they accused me of giving for a second time a cow that had already been given in charity. I became bewildered.
Braj, by whose love you even allowed yourself to be bound with ropes, Damodar.
They were both attached to the one cow, even though Nriga offered 100,000 cows. Nevertheless, they cursed him. Then I gave up my body and went to
a matricide. O Madhav, husband of Lakshmi.
So after praying to the Lord, and King Nriga asked for the benediction of being able to return to his kingdom, Maharaj Nriga circumambulated Krishna.
Be at fault if you protected us or even destroyed us, because after all, we would be your property. But we are
Brahmana's property. He said it's very disastrous to try to enjoy a Brahmana's property. Even if one is very powerful by us.
Yashoda was repeatedly assured by Nanda and the coward men and her peers, the elderly Brajagopis, that
and a fire may be put out with water, but the stealing of a Brahmana's property destroys three generations of one family. One's family has no antidote.
Of the Danur Yajna, he was going to Mathura in the company of his father. They comforted Yashoda by saying,
I'm blinded by their opulence, and they fail to see their downfall. Childishly hankering to enjoy a Brahmana's property, they pave the way to hell. A person who steals a brahmana's property lives as a worm in stool for 60,000 years. One who simply desires to take a brahmana's possessions reduces his duration of life. After meeting defeat, he will be born again as a snake. My dear Yadavas, never treat a brahmana harshly, even if he abuses you or physically attacks you. Just continue to smile and offer him respect, just as I always offer respects to the brahmanas. All of you should do the same.
While sitting on Akura's chariot, seeing the life heirs of his darlings about to...
Having thus instructed the residents of Dwarka, Krishna returned to his palace. Bhagavad Leela, chapter 65, 10th canto.
Do not be sad.
After satisfying these people in Mathura, I will quickly return to you.
How come Balaram left Krishna in Dwarka and did not take that great ocean of prema with him to Braj? The Yadavs were thinking, the gopis are famous,
who were blissfully walking behind Akura's chariot. Yet hoping to receive an instruction from Krishna to leave them and come back to Dwarka to be with us.
With this in mind, the Dwarka Yadavas prevented Krishna from going, knowing that Krishna becomes subservient.
Although Krishna had consoled them with his compassionate glances, the gopis also desired to hear his words as well.
Balaram than his own life. Having long suffered the anxiety of separation, the gopas and the gopis embraced Lord Balaram. Balaram offered respects to his...
Seeing the gopis burning in torment, through his messengers he sent thousands of assurances.
And the srupopi prema tapto vrajokasam yayo krishnam api tyaktva yastam ramam muhu stuma.
Krishna said, O Vrajavalas, I will return quickly, as your hearts are breaking.
For the age of his mother, he greeted his parents, and they greeted him with words of blessings, according to their parental love.
When, with the tongue of my mind, I lick the sweet liquor of your smiling sidelong glances, which...
And then paid proper respects to the elder coward men, and the younger ones all greeted him respectfully. He met them all with smiles, handshakes,
Return the day after tomorrow, then both you and I will lose our lives.
With voices faltering out of love for Balaram, those cowards who had dedicated everything, Balaram associated intimately with the Brijvasi with smiles, handshakes, and embraces.
This life will be more painful than a million deaths. Thus, Krishna
about their welfare in return. The coward men had completely renounced their daily bodily functions. In other words, beginning from the very day that Krishna left Vrindavan, no longer carried out the natural activities of dressing, eating, and sleeping. Coward men said, No bandhava rama sarve kushalam asate kachit samad.
While remaining standing still on the road. To the people around them, the
children still remember us. The young gopis smiled and asked Balaram, Is Krishna, the darling of the city women, doing well? The smiling of the gopis was a sign of their...
Gopis left that spot on the road. They gave up the idea that Krishna was just fooling them and would actually come...
Krishna. To smile in front of Baladev. From the very day that Krishna left Vrindavan, the Brijvasis no longer carried out the natural activities of dressing, eating, and